Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and this afternoon we have quite a varied selection of jazz.
A gumbo selection
of jazz. We're going to start off with Flip Phillips from his album A Real Swinger. And this was certainly a big hit for Duke Ellington back in the 20s when he played at the Cotton Club in Harlem. This is Cottontail.
NSP Promotions presents a Black History Month event. Bust a Gut Comedy Night, Friday, February 23rd, 2001 at Barrymore's Music Hall, featuring the hilarious antics of Will Sylvans, also starring the Nubian Disciples of Pryor, Kenny Robinson, Roy Day, and Mark Trinidad. Tickets available at Barrymore's Music Hall, Ticketmaster, or by calling 768-9729.
Till Friday then, it's a date.
We just heard some music from Flip Phillips starting off this edition of In Transition, his version of Cottontail, and that's from an album that he released on the Concord Jazz label entitled A Real Swinger. Well, here's some music from Carmen McRae from her 1988 release. It was a tribute to Thelonious Monk, and we're going to listen to her version of Ask Me Now. She titles it How I Wish.
You'd ask me.
I really enjoyed what bassist George Mraz did on that last number. It was great how he played. If you listen carefully, he played the first few notes to Miles Davis's So What, Miles Davis's original recording from the late 50s. And Paul Chambers introduced that particular number, and George Mraz embedded that into his bass solo. That was Hank Jones on piano, Dennis Mackerel on drums, recorded in Osaka, Japan, and we heard a composition entitled Interface, and that's from Hank Jones' album entitled Favors, that's on the Verve label. And before that, the great Carmen McRae from 1988, again George Mraz on bass, Al Foster on drums, Clifford Jordan with some beautiful sax work there, a beautiful introduction to Carmen's version of Monk's Ask Me Now, and also a lovely lyric from John Hendricks, she calls How I Wish. And Eric Gunnison was on piano rounding out that beautiful band. It was recorded in New York City. Going to continue with some music from Ahmad Jamal. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. Ahmad Jamal from his brilliant album, The Essence, Part 1. We're going to listen to Street of Dreams.
This will be my shining hour. Calm and happy and bright. In my dreams, your face will flower through the darkness of the night. Like the lights at home before me, you're an angel watching over me. This will be my shining hour till I'm with you again. This will be my shining hour, calm and happy and bright. In my dreams, your face will flower through the darkness of the night. Like the lights of home before me, or an angel watching over me. This will be my shining hour till I'm with you again. you'll be lonesome. Times when I know you'll be sad. Don't let temptation surround you. Don't let the blues make you mad. Someday, we both have a lifetime before us. So parting is not goodbye. We'll be together again. We'll be
Sheila Jordan with a wonderful, very kind of hard to describe her. She's unique. I guess that's the word. My Shining Hour and We'll Be Together Again. That's from her album From the Heart, featuring the likes of Kenny Barron, Alan Broadbent, Ben Reilly, Marvin Smitty Smith, and Harvey Schwartz. And Harvey's been with Sheila Jordan for a number of years. I happen to have a chance to see them on numerous occasions. And they were even here at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival many years ago, put on an incredible performance. If you ever have a chance to see her, check her out. She's a very, very special lady. Just received a call from a listener who happened to pick up Nina Freelon's latest album, Soul Call. I highly, highly recommend it. It's an incredible recording. You might want to pick it up. It should be available up here in some of the CD stores. But it's her latest release. I believe it's on the Concord Jazz label, if I'm not mistaken. And she's another up-and-coming vocalist, very special lady. I'd love to see her here at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival soon. That would be nice. We have some music from Gary Burton coming up right after this.
De 10h30 à minuit sur les ondes de CHUFM 99.1, venez voguer sur les flots de la Villa Scandiato.
So come on and check out Double Check Income Tax at 251 Bank Street, Suite 701, or call 235-3933. That's 235-3933.
Frank West from his album Trying to Make My Blues Turn Green, and that was a composition of Frank's entitled Surprise, Surprise. And then from 1961, Joe Morello on drums and Gary Burton on vibes, Gene Cherico on bass, recorded in New York City in a track written by Marion McPartland entitled So Many Things. We're going to continue with bassist Ben Allison from his latest album entitled Riding the Nuclear Tiger. And he's still recording for the Palmetto Jazz label out of New York. And we're going to listen to a great track entitled Harlem River Line.
Thank you. was playing all the firelights. It was dancing, all the children, they were singing, all the people, they were loving. It was happy, it was nasty, it was free. And now in life, oh, can't you see how we can make that dream into reality? All the morning sun, it was soft and cool. All the evening breeze, it was warm and gold. Altogether, life had started to unfold some time ago.
Thank you. tocando os fogos que estaban danzando. Oso da manhã, suave e rápido, a brisa da noite, quentinho branda. Nossa vida recém começada, desabrochando de tempo atrás.
From her brand new album, that was Barbara Montgomery from her album Dakini Land. And we just heard a composition entitled Some Time Ago. This album is just the music of Chick Corea. There's actually two or three tracks that were written by Barbara Montgomery, but the rest of it is a tribute to the music of Chick Corea. And Some Time Ago was written by Chick Corea with lyrics from Neville Potter. John Blake was on violin, and she has an incredible lineup of musicians on this album, including Kenny Davis on bass, Barry Sames on piano, Marlon Simon on drums, and Terrell Stafford on trumpet, among many, many others. And if you want to pick up this album, or if you're interested in any of the other goings-on with Barbara Montgomery, check out www.bjazz.com. And again, her new release is Dakini Land. Before that, we heard some music from Ben Allison, and a composition entitled Harlem Riverline. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're going to be playing now some music from John Scofield. This is from his latest album entitled Works for Me, and this track is called Big J.
Thank you.
That was music from pianist John Lewis from his latest release entitled Evolution 2 and a lovely composition entitled December Remember. Before that, we heard some music from John Scofield from his latest release. It's entitled Works for Me and a composition entitled Big J. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa at 89.1 on your FM dial. The Big Fat Band is up next with a composition called I Remember. That's from their album Swingin' for the Fences. And we're going to hear that right after this.
NSB Promotions presents a Black History Month event. Busta Gut Comedy Night, Friday, February 23rd, 2001 at Barrymore's Music Hall, featuring the hilarious antics of Will Sylvans, also starring the Nubian Disciples of Pryor, Kenny Robinson, Roy Day, and Mark Trinidad.
So come on and check out Double Check Income Tax at 251 Bank Street, Suite 701, or call 235-3933. That's 235-3933.
Thank you.
Big Laughs, NSP Promotions presents a Black History Month event. Busta Gut Comedy Night, Friday, February 23rd, 2001 at Barrymore's Music Hall, featuring the hilarious antics of Will Sylvans, also starring the Nubian Disciples of Pryor, Kenny Robinson, Roy Day, and Mark Trinidad. Tickets available at Barrymore's Music Hall, Ticketmaster, or by calling 768-9729.
Till Friday then, it's a date.
Capturing the sound of an ambulance, that was Hugh Ragan and his band, including Clark Terry on flugelhorn and voice on a couple of the tracks on the CD, Omar Kabir on trumpet, James Zoller also on trumpet. I love James's playing. In fact, I think James was here in Ottawa about 3 or 4 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. Jeribu Shahid on bass, Bruce Cox on drums, Craig Taborn on piano, and Dante Winslow on trumpet. So that last track, in case you're wondering what it was called appropriately Emergency Exit. And that was taken from Hugh Ragan's CD entitled Fanfare and Fiesta. It's on the Just in Time label. And before that, we heard the Big Fat Band from their album Swingin' for the Fences and I Remember. Well, here's some Sonny Rollins with My Ship.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to the great Roy Eldridge with a track entitled Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. And after that, we're going to listen to some Cleo Lane with Dreamsville.
Explore.
Cleo Lane, and a composition entitled Dreamsville. We're going to continue now with some music from one of the greatest trumpet players that ever lived, Dizzy Gillespie, and a composition. This one is entitled She's Funny That Way, and if we have time, the smooth sounds of Paul Desmond with I Should Care.
Thank you.
We just heard a lovely version of I Should Care from Paul Desmond. My name is Randy McElligott, and I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Don't forget that coming up at the top of the hour, Oswin Lowe with German news, music, and commentary. Have a great week. Bye for now.